Late last year on The World, I told you about one of my favorite music releases of 2014, Dawn by Emma Donovan and the Putbacks. Emma is an indigenous singer from the north coast of Australia, and the Putbacks are a Melbourne-based band she teamed up with. Pop in their CD, and here's what you get.
Shut your mouth, keep on giving, till you just can't give. Getting weaker by the night, can't find a reason, no reason to leave. Where he's good with his bad, where he's good with his bad, but you know it's not even.
Now, as I mentioned, Emma Donovan is an indigenous or aboriginal singer. She comes from a musical family, and her first gigs were with her mother and five uncles. These days, the 33-year-old has a bigger musical family. On first listen, Emma Donovan sounds like a lifelong devotee of funk and R&B. But when I spoke with her, I discovered a musical depth beneath that funky surface.
I was influenced a lot by Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette. My mom was a huge country music fan, so she had a big collection of American country music, and she'd teach me songs like Stand By Your Man. So country music was like a really probably one of the biggest influences.
And then on your father's side, your own dad had, I gather, a lot of blues albums, like old school vinyl.
Yeah, he was into a lot of old blues stuff, and he had what we call blackfella music here, which is Aboriginal music. And
blackfella music, that's what it's called?
Where we call it blackfella music.
And that refers to any kind of music produced in Australia by people of colour?
Well, today we kind of say indigenous music, but, you know, us ourselves, we're comfortable with calling each other blackfellas. And so the other term that gets thrown around is blackfella music, which is what I like to say for other indigenous singers and songwriters.
I got to say, I am humbled by how little I know about Australia's pop music. I ask you all these questions, Emma Donovan, about your influences because the first track on your album called Dawn gives one the sense that we're about to meet Australia's version of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. But then the following tunes are really nuanced.
Pick up your lid, take a lifter, keep your head up, feel the love. Take a lift from me.
When you've got critics saying that you have come out with an album that is a gritty, uniquely Australian record, I mean, aside from the fact that you are Australian, what makes this music Australian?
I know there's different influences from Australia. We've been influenced a lot by American music. And I think the thing that makes it more Australian with this album is just the collaboration alone, me being with Melbourne musos like the Putbacks. So I think the collaboration alone is very Australian, me, an Aboriginal woman, meeting Melbourne's new funk kind of band.
A lot of American rhythm and blues and soul has, as you know, over the years been the mouthpiece for the civil rights movement. I'm just curious, what's the role, as you call it, blackfella music has played in Australia for people of colour, indigenous Aboriginal people like you?
We've had some really strong influences over the years. When I first met the Black Arm Band, we did this gig called the Songs of Freedom, Murrinduck Songs of Freedom, and they were protest songs from, you know, from the times that our mob was fighting for land rights and fighting for all our mob. Some of the old songs are still very powerful. They talk about the injustice of our mob here. And it's pretty powerful. I feel like me as a younger person in this country, a younger Aboriginal artist, we've just had so many influences over the years, like Uncle Archie Roach, No Fixed Address, Yothi Indie Band, and even more recent, Gurumul. Aboriginal music is, you know, in the country, it's getting a lot stronger. But we know that we've had a lot of influences, and we've had mob that have, like, made that path a little bit more clearer for us now, you know, to kind of come through and have that voice.
So I'm always curious, Emma, why people around the world turn to music to express themselves. Why do you sing? What does it give you?
Definitely, you know, happiness and calmness. Music is a good outlet, you know. I really feel blessed, I suppose, coming from the family that I have, that we have them kind of outlets for ourselves. You know, it's pretty, pretty amazing.
She is Emma Donovan. Her new album with the band The Putbacks is called Dawn. Emma Donovan, great to meet you. Thank you for the interview.
No worries. Thank you.
What do you got for me?
If you want to capture the full vibe of this track, we've got the video from Emma Donovan and the Putbacks at PRI.org.
The sun's come out from the clouds. Ain't no rain on me. You ain't. Set me free.
Coming up, a fast ride and a really slow ride on the world.
Support for PRI's The World comes from LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing solutions for business owners to get legal help, including corporate filings and legal plans featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com.